We have hit the triple digits. Today's daf discusses chalipin, a Kenyan chalipin, and you find a baby next to the animal or the shifcha, and you don't know whether it was born before or after the chalipin was done, and the various configurations of Bari and Shema, both Bari, both Shema. We discuss swearing, what this rule would be when they're arguing which size Eved he was selling. Four various terutzim. We begin with the Mishnah that tells us that if someone swaps, they do a kinyan chalipin, a cow for a donkey, and they show up and it had given birth, right? It's not, there's no kinyan meshicha. That's why the dafka did chalipin, because if it was meshicha, they would know whether the animal was born when he did the meshicha. Same with the shivcha. Each one tainas that it was born while it was still in their rishos. Memelo, they divide the value of that baby. If someone had two avodim, one big one small, or two fields, one big one small, and he sells them one field, buyer says, oh, you sold me the big one. The seller sells, no, says, I only sold you the small one. So if the seller says, I don't know, the buyer gets the big one. If the seller says, I sold you the small one, and the buyer says, well, I actually didn't know, so he gets the small one. If they are each adamant to both bari, then the seller swears that he was selling him the small one, and that's the one he gets. If they each say, I don't know, then they'll divide, I guess, the difference between the big and the small. The Gemara says, why are we dividing the value of this animal, this baby that was born, and we don't know at what stage it was born, in the Rishus of the Meicher or the Lekeach? See where the animal is right now. Whose backyard is it in? And the other one is they're going to have to taina, bring a raya that it's his. Says, you have to say it was a case where it was in no man's land, in a swamp, or the shivcha was in the side near Rosh Hashanah, born where they sell animals and slaves. So it was in neither of their rishuyos, so there is no hamoy tzimecha ve'elav raya. Otherwise, ein hachanami. Says the Gemara, why not go with the chazaka of whoever owned this first? The seller owned the animal first. Pashtus, so it was born while it was in his rishus. Gemara says, this is shita sumchas that says, whenever you are mesupik about money, we divide it without a shavua. The Gemara says, wait, sumchas only says that b'shema b'shema. Who says that he says yachloiku when they're both adamant that it's theirs? So first, Rabbi Bar Ravuna says, well, that's Simchas, that's his shita. He holds Bar Ravubari as well. Yachloiku, but Rava says, no, it could be Simchas really only holds Yachloiku by Shema Veshema, but over here, they're both Shema. Each one is saying, maybe it was born before we did the Chalip, and the other one says, well, maybe it was born afterwards. It's Mamela, this is Shpitz, Simchas, Shema Veshema, Yachloiku. Now, we said in our Mishnah, they both say we don't know, divide it. Now, according to Rava, Seifa is Shema Veshema, right? They're both saying, I don't know. Makes sense. The ratio is also Shema Veshema. But Rabbi Bar Avuhuna, who says that the ratio is Bari Vabari, and Sumchas holds even Bari Vabari, gets a Yachleku. If Sumchas is willing to say split it, when they're both adamant in their opinions, what's the chiddush of telling me later that when it's Shema Veshema, each one's saying, Ein Yodea, that you also say Yachleku? The Gemara says, we needed the Seifa to explain that the Reisha was Shema V'Shema. Well, to tell me that even when they're adamant, even when it's Bari Ubari, you still say Achlaiku. In order to know both Bari Ubari and Shema V'Shema is Yachloiku, we bring in a second case of Shema V'Shema to tell me, oh, wait, so until now we're talking about Bari V'Bari, and he still said Yachloiku by the Reisha. You see, that Simchas even says Yachloiku by Bari V'Bari. The next step in our Mishnah was that if a guy has a big field and a small field, big and small of it, so the seller has to swear that he meant to sell the small one, and then the buyer walks off with the small one. According to Rava, that Sumchas doesn't say Yachloiku Bebari Vibari. That's why he has to swear. We don't just say Yachloiku without a Shavua, because he was Vadai. He said, I sold you the small one. But according to Rabbi Bar Avuhuna, who said that Sumchas even says Yachloiku Bebari Vibari, why is he swearing? Why does he get to hand off the smaller one? He should have to divide it automatically without any Shavua. The Gemara says that Sumchas would agree that when there's a Shvuah, there's a Raisa. When the guy is being Moida B'Mekzais, he's saying, look, Ivada, I sold you something. I sold you the smaller one, though. I don't know you the bigger one. Over there, Sumchas would agree, as we're going to see, Be'ezer Shem soon, says the Gemara. Sumchas agrees that he gets the opportunity to swear and avoid Echleiku. Now the Gemara further asks, when the guy is selling two avodim, he has a big and a small one. So he swears, like, no, I didn't sell you the big one, I sold you the small one. What's he swearing on exactly? They're both tining different things. The buyer is tining the big one. The seller is tining the small one. No moidim and mixas here. They're talking about different avodim. He's saying, I never sold you the big one. And I'm moidim that I owe you this totally separate eved. Second of all, the Gemara says, we don't swear when there's halach, when the thing that he's offering is right here. I admit to the katan, and here's the katan, go take him. There's no shvua in a case of halach. And third kasha, we don't swear on avodim. We have four answers to these three kashas. First, Rav tells us that the machlokes, what the buyer and seller aren't arguing over the eved, they're arguing over the value, the cash value of the big and the small one. Mamela, there's no halach, there's no, they're both talking about money. And you do swear on money, even though you don't swear on avadim. Shmuel answers differently. Similar in the sense that we're not talking about the eved. He doesn't say like Rav talking about the money. He says we're talking about the clothing that was on the eved. Or the produce, the bundles on the field. Again, talking about the same product, not talking about actual avodim, and there's no halach. Gemara says, we have the same kasha, and we're talking, if you're just talking about clothing, he's denying the clothing that the buyer is claiming from him, and he's offering totally different clothing. So he's not swearing on the item which he's being claimed. Papa explains, we're actually talking about the same piece of clothing. It's one giant piece and arguing about the size of the piece of this cloth that comes with the eved. Rav Yishia didn't like this. He says, it doesn't say in our Mishnah that he sold him clothing of an eved. It says he sold him an eved. Rav Yishia says, no, we're talking about the eved. And the taina between the lekech and the moicher was the eved with his clothing, the field with the emarim, included in the package. So the main shvua was really on the beged, and we let him swear on the eved just through means of Gilgal Shvua, because you're right, you have three bam kashas, he's not swearing on the eved. But at Gilgal Shvua, once we get him to swear on the clothing, we can throw in shvuas on the eved. The Papa will answer that we're talking about one giant piece of clothing, so it's taka, the same item that they're arguing over. But Rav Sheshet didn't like Rav Oshia's answer. This is what, I think our Mishnah is just coming to teach us Gilgul Shvua. We have a Braisa to teach us that. You can make someone swear on Karka once you get him to swear on Metaltalin. We know Zoykikin, we know Gilgul Shvua. So Elamai Rav Sheshet gives a fourth answer. He says that our Mishnah is a mayor. Rav Meir holds that an Eved has the din of Metaltalin, that you are allowed to swear on an Eved. The Gemara says, okay, that takes care of one kasha, swearing on an eved. But what about the fact that they're arguing about two different avodim? What's the shvuah going to be going on? He's not swearing on the thing which the lekech is tying. He's denying that entirely. He's offering him the katan. So to answer that, we go with Rabbi Gamaliel, who says in the Mishnah that if someone tines, you owe me wheat, and the guy says, no, I owe you barley, while Tana Kama says he's Patur, Rav Gamliel says he's Chayav Shvua. Aye, we said a third kasha of Halach. So here Rava says, it wasn't a case of Halach. It wasn't that the thing that he was tining was ready to be offered because something had changed in the interim. The Eved got his arm amputated. The field was mutilated. It got pits and holes and caves dug into it. Gemara says, hold on a second. Saying Rav Meir holds that an Eved has the din of Metaltalin. That's why he's allowed to swear on the Eved. That's not Rav Meir's Shita. I could bring you a Raya there. Rav Meir holds that an Eved is Karka, and you can't swear on an Eved. Where do we see this? There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama Tzadi Heimad Aleph, if the Chayim remembers. If someone were to steal an animal, and the animal gets old, or he steals an eved, and the eved gets old, he pays him back the value of that animal or eved that he stole at the time that he stole it. That value is what he gives back. Or Meir says that avodim are like karka, and karka, he pays him back the value of it now, the elder version of it. Reb Meir holds that avodim are karka. You can't swear on an eved. How are you saying Reb Meir is the shita that holds this? Like metaltul, now you can swear. The Gemara answers, it's not such a kasha, because Rabbi Bar Avuha switched around the shitas there, and he said that Reb Meir actually holds that it's like metaltulin, and you pay it back the value that you stole it at. The Chachamim were the one that say, that it's a karka. Gemara says, hold on a second. How do you know that a mayor holds that karka is like an eved? Because you could swear on an eved, you could swear on karka. Maybe he says you can swear on an eved, but you can't swear on karka. Gemara says that's not mestaver. The Gemara says that if someone does a chalipin, pinyan chalipin, a cow for a donkey, and it gives birth, there's our Mishnah. Or if someone does this with a shivcho and they find a baby there, if they both, if one of them tainas that it was born in my rishos and the other one doesn't say anything, so the guy who makes the claim, the bari, gets it. He's zoiche in this baby. This is actually from Tzadi Vov over there in Baba Kama. Similar to Mishnah, but not the same. If they both say, I don't know, then they divide it. If one guy says it was in my rishos, the other one says it was in my rishos, they're both bari, then the moicher swears that it was in his rishos, so it was born before the halipin was completed. Reb Meir holds he can swear because any shvua midaraisa, you swear and you're off the hook. The Chachamim are the ones that say that you can't swear on avodim or karka. It sounds like Reb Meir holds that you swear on both eved and karka. The Gemara says lam dafka. This was a conversation. The Chachamim were telling Reb Meir, you agree with us that you swear on karka. You could get off the hook. You should also agree with us that you should swear on avodim. But lav davka, the mirror actually holds that you can get off with the shvua by avodim. And check it out, there's a Mishnah where a mayor says that there are some things that are kind of like karka, but kind of not. And the Chachamim disagree with him. For example, if someone is buying grapevines and he says, hey, I bought 10 of them. The guy says, no, I only sold you 5. Reb Meir says he can swear because it's metalzlin. The Chachamim say, if it's attached to the ground, it's karka. Even though it's ready to be picked, it doesn't have a din of metalzlin yet. And Reb Yossi Bar Hanina says that the machlokes is when they're ready to be cut. They're all ripe. They're just arguing whether it's able to be considered metalzlin just from the fact that it's ready to be metalzlin and ready to be harvested. You see, Reb Meir holds that you cannot swear on karka. They're just arguing whether it's considered metaltalin or not. But if it was karka, Meir would say you definitely cannot swear on karka. So Rav Sheshesh's fourth answer, telling that our Mishnah is Rav Meir, that Ev is like metaltalin, that's why you can swear. That doesn't fit with Shitas or Meir. Elamai, we revert back to our third answer from Rav Oishia, where the guy is only making him swear as a gilgul shvua on the eved from the clothing of the eved, or the produce of the field. Aye, what? You're telling me this big chiddush of gilgul shvua? We knew that already! No, we did need a... There is a chiddush here about gilgul shvua, because I might think that the clothing of an eved is bottled to the eved. So there's no gilgul from one piece of eved to the other. The chiddush is that the beged of an eved and the produce on a field is separate, and once you're swearing on that, we can be megalgel a separate shvua on the field and the actual eved themselves. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.